There was a wall of rock, and in front of it a great mass of boulders, covered with bushes. No sign of a lion. Suddenly I saw him, standing out clear on top of the boulders. He had been crouching there, and now rose as if by magic. Before I could fire, he jumped straight up and out from the rock towards me. How grand he looked, high in the air, describing a great arch. Just as he touched the highest point of his spring, I fired. The lion landed on top of me, and my thigh was caught between his great white teeth. I yelled out in agony, but the lion's grip loosened and blood spilt out of his mouth. He roared, then dropped his great head on me. He was dead. My bullet had entered the center of his chest. Thank God his teeth had not crushed my thigh bone, but I was losing a great deal of blood. Had it not been for the timely arrival of Tom, who tied a handkerchief around my leg, I would have bled to death. Well, it was a just reward for my folly in trying to confront a family of lions single-handed. The odds were too long. I've been limping ever since, and will be, to my dying day. I needn't say that I never traded the lot of ivory at Sikukuni's. Another man got it and made £500 out of it. And now I've told you the yarn, so I will go straight to bed. Good night to you all. Good night.